Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house. Brick house. You heard?
The rules of the house are as follows. Keep your hands off the remote control. Keep your feet off of my coffee table. Stay out of my refrigerator. Sit your ass down and stay in your lane. Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
Just to be stronger than me. You've been here 7 years longer than me. Don't you know you're supposed to be the man? Now pale in comparison to who you think I am. You always wanna talk it through. I don't care. I always have to comfort you.
Today is Monday, August 13th, 2012, and you have entered and are now listening to the sounds coming from Brick's house. Hello, I am Brick, your hostess with the mostest. I reside on the first floor here in the Fulton Fantasy Towers, and I would like to welcome you tonight to what's going to be a very stimulating episode tonight of Brick's house. First, I want to give a shout out to our song we started off with today was, if you're not familiar with the voice of that young lady, that was, unfortunately, who's no longer with us, that was Amy Winehouse. And that was her song, Stronger Than Me. I've always been a big Amy Winehouse fan. I think she is wonderful, and I think that she left this earth a little bit too long, and she recently celebrated her birthday. So rest in peace, Amy Winehouse. Shout out to you for your birthday. And that's the type of thing that we play here on Brick's House. We like the good old stuff. Not necessarily the stuff you hear on the radio, but the stuff that, you know, speaks to your soul. Some stuff that don't get to the radio. I think only garbage gets to the radio nowadays. Songs like that you don't hear on the radio. That's what we're for. That's why I thank God for internet radio. Okay? Anyway, moving right along. Got a real interesting show for you tonight. Tonight we will be discussing what is known as a blackout. Now, I know you probably wouldn't see that thing and say, well, what the hell is a blackout, Brick? What are you talking about now? Well, it's very interesting, and we're going to get to explaining it right after I introduce the Grand Poobah. You might watch Flintstones, know who the Grand Poobah is. This is the Grand Poobah of Phone Fantasy Radio. This is the First Lady. This is the one who, you know, behind the scenes, trying to keep the lights on in Phone Fantasy Tower, and who has brought you, who is bringing you basically five shows a week. I mean, hello. You got to give it up to this chick. Everybody, please, let's all get our hands together, and hopefully we can get our hands together shortly. Let's get our hands together shortly. And welcome to Full Fantasy Radio, Miss La Crush Hart. La Crush.
Hi.
Good evening, darling. How are you?
I'm here.
So you feel still in some kind of way from last night, are you?
Yeah, new developments came to light, so... Yeah,
oh, my God. Okay. Well, you know, we got to chop that up after the show, definitely,
mm-hmm.
definitely. Shout out to all everyone that tuned in last night to the Late Nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt. You know, it was a very good show last night. Chef Web held it down. Chevy Chef held it down. Shout out to Chef Focus. I was there as well. You know, we had a really good, interesting conversation. And, you know, if you missed it, check out the archive. We can get into it right now, but check the archive. It's there for you to listen to at your leisure. Crush, we're going to chop it up after the show, so you'll just sit tight with that right there if you can. But today we're talking about the blackout, what I deem as a blackout. And when you start my topic for this show, you know, as we all, you know, we do network. We have meetings and everything, y'all. I don't know, y'all think this is fly by night nonsense we do here. But she expressed during our meeting that, you know, she enjoyed the topic. It was a very good topic. And I know you expressed that, you know, we can possibly get to the root of a lot of things with this topic here because of Brick's house, you know, it's all fun and games, but we like to bring you something that you can, you know, use and grow with. You know, not saying that you can't grow from any of our other shows. Don't get me wrong. But I'm trying to, you know, stimulate and make you aware of certain things that you may not be cognizant to that's going on currently in our community. Did I say that right? Okay. But before we get started with that, I see we also have another member of our team from Phone Fantasy Radio checking in with us today. Before I bring him on, I just want to let you know the chat room is open. Shout out to Rich Sister in the chat room for meeting us there today. Thanks for coming in. Shout out to you for joining us in the chat room. For anyone who is listening to the show through the internet and would like to join us in the chat room, what you can do is you can refresh or you can click the on air, the red strip going across that says on air. You can click that. That'll refresh your screen and scroll down beneath
the logo, and you should see the chat room right there. So if you want to come into our chat room and don't necessarily want to, you know, tap your phone line, but you still want to hear what we have to say, you can listen to your computer, or you can call in at 805-830-8320. Listen to us live. Press 1 if you want to be put in the queue to speak. Other than that, I'm going to bring on another member of our full fantasy team. This dude is from New Iberia, Louisiana. Okay, let's give it up for Mr. Black Reporter.
Thank
Black
you,
Reporter.
Thank you.
Good evening.
How are you,
Black Reporter? How are you?
And I must say, kudos to Crush as to, if you haven't seen the website lately, it looks nice. Very nice.
Wonderful.
And that picture of yours, Rick, is wild.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm working on my portion of the website, and you may be surprised by a few things you read in my introduction.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we all look forward to reading it. Best you get it, the best we can read it.
Okay.
All right, now, Black Reporter, what I was speaking of, before we let you on with that. Okay, well, Crush is feeling, you know, a little blue today, so.
Oh, okay.
Just, I got a feeling she'll get her jewels back. We'll say something to get her fired up now for 3 minutes in a minute. You know me. She'll be out in a minute.
You know me.
Exactly. I'll say something to piss her off. And she'll be like, oh, that's not everybody. You know. I mean, I like to know everybody in a nice big old barrel. Crush likes to separate, you know, the chicken wings from the chicken legs. I thought all that, I said, it's all damn chicken. That's how we get down here at Brick's house. So, what I was speaking of, Black Reporter, is a blackout. And when I say blackout, I mean, it occurred to me the other day that when I was watching TV, I was watching one of those, I don't know, Entertainment Tonight shows. And I don't know if you're familiar with the show The Biggest Loser.
Yes, I am.
Okay. The lady, there's two trainers, you know where there are two trainers, a male and a female trainer.
Uh-huh.
And I was just watching this. I wasn't really paying it any attention. It was just on in the room when I was doing something. And they announced that this woman from The Biggest Loser adopted a baby. And I said, oh, wow, good, because I always thought she was a dyke, which I think she is a lesbian. Not saying that that has anything to do with it. But when I heard that she adopted a baby, I was like, yeah, that's no really surprise. Because I thought, you know, I figured she was a gay woman. But I said, okay, well, I guess she adopted one. That's nice. She adopted a baby. As I turn towards the screen, I see it's an African-American baby. Now, mind you, I said, what? I said, again? Okay. Now, mind you, I want to make this clear. Let me put this disclaimer out there before anybody gets at me. I have no problem believing that a black person can't be raised by a white person, or a white person can't be raised by a black family, for that matter. I have nothing that isn't what concerns me. What concerns me is the fact that why aren't we adopting our own people? That's what's shocking me. That's what's getting
me. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
It's not the fact that who is adopting them. It's like, why aren't we adopting them? And that kind of got to me to the point where I was like, wow. Okay, now I'm aware of the statistics, the adoption statistics, that technically there are more colored, you know, when I say colored, I don't mean colored as in black. I mean colored as in mixed race children. Like there are Asians, there are Spanish, there are
children,
you know, African American, there are. That's why I say, when I say colored, I don't mean colored as in black people.
Children of color.
Children of color. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I meant to say. That there are more children of color, you know. And I understand that, you know, these children of color don't have homes. They don't have places to go. You know, they don't have much in the way of you know, people adopting them. So if somebody white wants to come along and give them, you know, a family, oh, that's all good. But my thing is, why aren't we adopting our own kids? If there's a, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, there's a, you know, abundance of African American kids out here that just need a good home. Why aren't we adopting our own children? So that's what kind of stuck out at me, and that led me to go further, Black Reporter,
mm-hmm.
in my thinking. I went further, and I said, okay. So when you think about that, you have to think about other things. So I'm in my community, you know, I'm going to, you know, get some food or something to eat. And I said, you know what, I got to have a taste of some soul food. I go to the soul food restaurant, and there are Asians cooking the soul food.
Exactly.
And serving it. I'm like, wait a minute. Soul food, from what I understood it to always be, was, you know, something, soul food, it was predominantly cooked by African-American people or people from the South. Okay, and it had a lot, you know, of, well, hell, soul shit, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was done by people from the South, like, you know, people in Louisiana and stuff like that. It was mostly done by people there. And it was food that was cooked mostly by and prepared by, you know, Southerners, African-Americans,
mm-hmm.
mainly
mm-hmm.
African-Americans. I'm not going to say only,
mm-hmm.
but mainly. And come to find out, we got the Asians in there cooking the soul food. Now I said to myself, come on. I mean, what is this? You know, and a lot of people are funny like that. Like, I have a lot of funny people in my family who will not go to a pizza place if they are Mexicans making the pizza.
True.
I don't think there's anything wrong with thinking that way or feeling that way because, you know, you got pizza is an Italian dish and you would want somebody Italian making the food.
Exactly.
So, also led me to think, okay, let's just move and take this one step further. Let's keep it moving. I sit down and I say, you know what, let me just listen to some music, some good music, some, you know, cool music. So I go and I turn on jazz. Well, listen to some jazz music. Do you realize, I was like, well, wow, where are all the black jazz artists? If I don't listen to Dizzy Gillespie or, you know, Duke Ellington or Jelly Roll Morton, if I don't go back and listen to something that's in black and white, what are my chances of finding an African-American jazz artist?
Very
I mean,
good point.
The majority of them now that are out there, you got Bonnie James. Bonnie James is white. He's one of the top jazz artists. You got David Sanborn, who is white. Dave Koz, who is white. You know, you have, I can name so many of these other bands that are together who are from Europe, and a majority of them are white. You know, and I'm saying to myself, where jazz was something that, am I reaching here, Black Reporter? Is it just me
reaching, or?
No, jazz was something that was black people. You know, like I said, Jelly Roll Morton and Fats Waller and all Thelonious Monk. These were the guys who gave birth to this stuff. And now we have Michael Bolton and Kenny G. You know, it's disheartening. I was like, wait a minute, what happened? So my thing, Black Reporter, is I had to face reality. I had to say, wait a minute, are we facing a blackout here?
A blackout of our own stuff.
Are we losing our identity? Are we losing what made us great? Are we losing that? Are we so, I don't want to say lazy, But it's almost as if we're giving it to them.
We,
you know, at one point it was, hey, that was a nice little riff you did in there between. Yeah, let me show you how to do it. You would show someone how to do it. Now they tell you exactly how to do it. This is how you do it. Go forth and do whatever.
Right, it's tradition. We have let go of a lot of our traditions. We have a lot of newbies out there right now, and I think that's what it is. Like you said, you was taught how to do that. Now you can't be taught how to do it. Big Mama is not around now. You know, she's around. But see, she's around, but they're not listening. They, you know, we hard-headed. You know, Big Mama is not holding. Big Mama's not holding us. I'm just using her as an example. What I'm just saying is people's standards have changed. At one time, she was the focus point in the household. You learned from that person that was Big Mama. You know, she taught you how to cook. She taught you how to do this. She taught you how to take care of your home. So when you left, you know how to do everything that you need to do to take care of yourself.
Or Grandpa, who used to play I'm trying to think of the musical instrument, but on the porch, you know, where you learn your first riff to play the jazz that we learn to refine and become the classical jazz that we know now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the only thing that's teaching us now is either the internet or the TV. And so many ways. You know, as far as you listen to classical music, or not even classic soul. I know when I was growing up, Sunday night you better not put on a mixtape. You better not put on nobody that wasn't from the 1970s something. You better not put on nobody that wasn't from 1970s something. We're not hearing that. Not up in this house, we're not. If you hear it, you have to have your headphones on.
Yeah, exactly.
There was music being played, and you know, you woke up on a Saturday. You didn't sleep in. I dare you sleep in on a Saturday. What? You were waking up like you was going to school. You probably get an hour extra. But you got to wake up, and you got to go clean. You got to do chores, spring cleaning.
Yep, chores,
you had to go wash clothes, come home. You had to go do chores. You had to go to the washer, wash your clothes, come home, iron them, pack them away, and take out the next season clothes. Wash those, iron those, and put those away. You know what I'm saying? Like that, you was like you had tradition. You know, on Easter there was no such thing as staying home. There was no such thing as not going to church. Like you know, now you're 10 years old. You got a laptop. You got an iPod. You got an iPad. You got a camera phone. Like they 9, 10 years old, and they walk around with all this stuff. But let me ask them, what's 4 + 4? They looking at you like this ain't school. You know, and then on top of that, I was just thinking this as your show was about to start. I went to the kitchen, and you know, you hear the kids playing. So I hear the kids playing outside, and all you hear is the mother, sit your fucking ass down, dot, 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 like really going ham at these kids, like talking to them like that. Big Mama didn't hear her voice. Well, she only heard her voice if you didn't listen to her. And you knew you had to do what you had to do on the first time. There was no such thing as repeating. There was no, and you know, our kids are loose. We're not paying attention or something. I mean, we could sit here and we could blame it on everything, but I think the bottom line is we don't have tradition. That's it. There's no such thing as a Sunday dinner or a family time at dinner.
But it used to
be. And if you have family time at dinner, you know, everybody got their cell phone or their iPad
I've got a perfect commercial that I've seen for you guys. Maybe you've seen it, and it's going around the country. There's this grandmother and this boy who's about maybe 10, 11 years old. He's a little bit overweight. He could use a little extra exercise. But he calls his grandma on his cell phone to the house phone. Grandma, do we have any more orange soda left?
We got Rich Sister in the chat room, and Rich Sister says, we keep crying the race card. We need to take responsibility for not taking advantage of the opportunities. Stop waiting for handouts. You have to go out and seize the moment. Entitlement mentality runs rampant throughout our community.
I have always said throughout my lifetime that no one, and I'm not including black women in this, but no one can raise a black boy like a black man.
And what's their freaking excuse?
No. Well, like I said, I don't include black women in this.
Mm-hmm.
But no one can raise a black boy like a black man.
Wait, what does that mean?
This is exactly what I'm like. What does that mean?
I'm not including black women in this. So you just, what does that? Why didn't you include black? Well, I don't get it. Fill me in.
Okay, because only a black man can understand what his young son is going to go through in life. A black woman can, but no white man can explain to him, oh, you're going to be facing this when you come through life, you're going to be facing this when you go through life, you're going to be facing this when you go through life. Uh-uh.
You think so?
Why, no.
What do you think? What do you think, Brooke, of that statement?
I don't agree. I don't think that a black man can. I think you may be phrasing it wrong. I think that he can tell him what he's going to go through as being a man, period. Mm-hmm. No matter what color you are, you're going to go through trials and tribulations. But mm-hmm. as opposed to what he can tell him about being black in this country. Then the boy doesn't even know what that is yet, to be black in this country. To be black in this country is changing every single day. The definition of it changes every day. Mm-hmm. It no longer means the same thing in 1950 to be black in the United States than it does in 2012 to be black in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same thing. It evolves every day. Okay? Today, when Obama, President Obama became president, let's just say, for lack of a better words to use, but the stock of black men rose everywhere when he became president. You had nations watching this man being sworn in. You can't tell me the black man wasn't the ish of the day when that man got sworn in. So that day, black men didn't mean the same thing that they did back then when they were lynching them.
True.
Okay. Not saying that the value they weren't worth much. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we evolve every day as people. Okay, every day. And I think that what he can't tell him is, no one can tell, not even you, black reporter, can you tell a black boy what he's going to face nowadays? Because it changes daily. That's why when people say that, well, I can teach you what it is to be black. So you can teach him what it was for you to be black. And what you experienced. He's going to have his own experiences. So I think that you may be able to identify with him if he comes upon something. Let's just say he stumbles upon something and says, you know, Dad, you know, he goes home and tells his white father, Dad, these two guys called me a coon. What is a coon? You may be able to relate to him what being called a coon is and what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can relate. Now, that white man, he can't relate to that. That's what I think I say, where it varies. So I think that a white man can tell a black boy, you know, this is what you're going to endure as a man.
Or how he's going to feel when that cop car pulls up in the middle of the night when he happens to be dropping off his girlfriend in a nice neighborhood, and he just happens to be driving while black.
But you know what, black reporter, white men get pulled over too.
No.
Let me tell you something. No, no, because you only know one side. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now,
right,
I'm
you're only
you,
exposed
you,
to
you
one.
You only exposed to one
right.
side. I thought
right.
the same thing you did until I spoke to one of my best friends whose boyfriend is white. He says he's always getting hassled. Why? Because he likes to wear army fatigues and he keeps his hair cut short. And I guess he looks like a Unabomber, I guess. He's always getting harassed. And he says, so it's not like, you know, he knows every day that he goes in this area, it's going to be some ish. You know, so it's not like you can only tell them about your. See, this is what I'm saying. We need to stop doing this to our children.
Okay.
Wow.
Children
this
don't know anything.
I'm scared. I'm sorry.
You know what? Children don't know anything about racism until they're either exposed to it. And when they're exposed to it, they still don't know what it is until you teach it.
Until a teacher to them, exactly.
Exactly.
Rich Sister
is
going in the chat room. It means that I see one more black little boy with barrettes and ponytails in his hair. I can't understand his point. I can't teach a boy to be a man. Simple. I'm not a man. I mean, I get that, Rich Sister, but for him to, my question was, why did you exclude the black woman? From that statement, or except black women. I mean, that's not going to stop us from going down your throat regardless. If we disagree, we're just going to disagree. You know, if this is how you feel, then that's how you feel. Like, this is the forum to express how you feel. Don't bite your tongue because you think somebody's going to attack you. Don't be afraid because
this is a
show, this is a discussion,
and we're
among adults. So I think you only did that. Right.
The reason why I discluded black women was simply because of the fact that black women alone have raised some great black men.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh wait.
So you know I can't teach a boy to be a man simply, but you know I'm sure she didn't do that by herself.
I know.
There was somebody, some alternative. There was somebody there that also helped as well that, you know, put a little focus on it. Yeah, she was the main focus, but somebody gave him a little attention somewhere. So I'm sure she didn't do that by she seek advice or help or something like that from somebody, whether it was an uncle, a best friend. It was somebody. They, you know, so.
Exactly.
And I think another thing, too, Brick, is that lack of support in the community as far as the word community. You know, it's not like it used to be. You know, you see somebody fall or you see somebody with a heavy bag, you would approach them, can I help you? Do you need help? Or whatever. Now they just rip it out their cell phones and they're Instagramming it.
Exactly.
You know, and that bugs me out to see that.
Funny.
Yeah, it's funny, but, you know, at the same time, this person is down, help them up. You know, and we let people get away with so much nowadays. You know, you can talk to me any kind of way. It's all right. You know, no, you can't talk to me any kind of way. We're not stepping up. We're not voicing our opinions about the right stuff. We're sitting up here, falling into their web pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of standing up like in Black Reporter heyday, I dare you to go out there and say something. You know, and you get punched in the mouth. Bottom line, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. We're not going to Facebook to argue about it. We're not going to Twitter to argue about it. They wasn't tolerating it. And now our tolerance level has gotten so high. We take so much in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying go out there and beat somebody up because they called you a coon. But at the same time, you wasn't going to just sit back and let it happen either.
True.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Shout out to Brown Girl. Brown Girl be tuning in to us, so...
Shout out Brown Girl.
Yeah, and also Scholar Script out of Milwaukee. Yeah. They let me know that they're listening.
All right. Shout out to you guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to come into the conversation, 805-830-8320. Please, by all means, come in. We were talking about the blackout and what it means to be black in the community. And are we losing our identities? Now, let's talk a little bit more about the black adoptions that seem to be going down. Now, I'm looking at these children, And you know what? Black people need to stop their mess. And when I say black people need to stop their mess, I mean, I need you to go back with me for a second here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say go back, remember back in the days of the Cosby Show?
Mm-hmm.
Remember back in the days of, what was that other show that came on? Didn't Flip Wilson have a show?
Yeah.
With some kids, like a sitcom with some kids?
No. Why don't we, let's see.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of these shows that came out.
Wasn't it Julia?
No, I'm not talking about him dressed as a woman. I'm not talking about that. He had a show where he was a man and he had a family. I think Gladys Knight was the wife. It came on a little bit in the 80s. It didn't stay on long.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what I'm trying to point at is that it's still done today in Hollywood, this light skin versus dark skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's still done. It's still done in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know, one thing I've noticed about these children that are being adopted, that these are dark children. I would have thought, now this is me and my stereotype. See, this is how, and I need to stop my mess too, because I didn't realize it until I saw that, you know, usually it's these, you know, you would think that white people want little light-skinned kids that look like them, you know, a little light with the, you know, light eyes and the, you know, the curly hair. And, you know, you would think that, okay, that's what is acceptable to white people. And here you have these white people who are adopting these little dark babies. Now, you look at Madonna. Look at Madonna's kids. They are straight-up African children. Okay. You look at the one I said, the biggest loser kid. I don't think her child is African, but she has a dark skinned little girl. The little girl is dark. And the other one, Charlize Theron, who I thought it would really knock me out when she adopted a black kid.
Well, she's African.
Yes. But I thought she was a racist
from
African.
Right.
She is from
really
Africa.
Right, she really is from Africa.
Yeah, but for some reason, I thought she was the racist Africa.
Oh.
I don't know why I always got that vibe from her that she was one of the ones
she
who
said,
probably was
Charlie
the
and Company.
Apartheid going.
Was that the show you were looking for? Was the show you were looking for Charlie and Company? Flip Wilson and Gladys Knight?
That was it. That was
Thank
it.
You, Rich Sisters.
Remember all the kids were light? I mean, he had one dog. Urkel was the kid. When he was real little, Urkel, he had to be maybe 5, 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was on that show. And the other guy was on the show with the curly hair, the light-skinned dude. I think the only little dark-skinned one was the Jaleel White. The others was light.
But, okay, did you finish so I can make a real quick comment?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I grew up in a foster care system. And one thing that I do remember my social worker telling me on multiple occasions is that they try not to place African-American kids in the homes of non-African-American families. That's the one thing they told me. I heard that from the lips. That's how it was when I was growing up, you know. However, you know, money dictates a lot of things, okay, on one occasion. And then on another occasion, out of our country, it's easier to do a lot of stuff as well. We make it so difficult to do, you know, what we think is right for our, you know, there are people that really try. They make it so difficult can't get mad at it because there's a lot of children out there being mistreated. I understand that. But if you can, if you can sit up there and verify this person, you know of this person got all their shit together, but instead of you focusing on that, you focusing on non-shit that can't happen. Like, the United States government is just backwards, and they play a big part in it.
They
really do play a big part when it comes to the word of the court. You know, it costs more to keep you in foster care than to keep you out of it, bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and you know, if you go across seas, I can have my kid in 3 months, you know. Just, here go my passport, here go my ID, and here go my paperwork, and bam. Okay, well, you can take him home now, and the baby's only 6 days old, you know. New United States, in the United States, you have to it might take you a year or two to even attempt to adopt, you know. Like, it really, they really do make it difficult for you. So I can understand one's frustration if you were ready to start your family, you're ready to do this. Nobody has the patience. Why do I have to run and jump through hoops to get a child when there's children out there that's needed? So, I mean, I get that to an extent, you know. And it's a fashion thing as well, so.
Well, not only is it a fashion thing, but you've seen the commercials night after night after night from some so-called religious agency or whatever about, oh, these African children need you. Only 18 cents a day can make this your child, you know. And
my bad, go
ahead. I mean, it just drives me crazy sometimes, you know, that they misuse these children in this fashion.
Brick, speaking about that, when you're on Facebook, and you're playing a game or something like that, and on the right-hand side, there's these little sponsor ads that pop up. Have you seen the little black baby with blue eyes?
I did see that.
Yeah, there's a little, no lie, black reporter, there's a little black baby, a little, you know, fair skin, I mean, the, a little, you know, chocolate mocha colored black baby sitting there, and the eyes are crystal blue.
Oh, my God.
And he's
God.
Sitting there, and I even downloaded the picture of black reporter because this was supposed to be one of the shows, and I never understood. Why did they do that? Like, you know, I'm not saying I know black people that have blue eyes. I'm not saying that's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, why is this the ad? Who are you really trying to cater to?
Exactly.
Ow.
You know, who's your really intent audience, you know, that you are trying to, you know, trying to attend to?
Ow.
And then also, you got to remember, when you're in foster care or when you think of the word foster care, it doesn't come with a happy ending. Like, these are somebody else's troubled child. That's the first stigma that comes with foster care. Like, you was taken out of your home. It wasn't because, but there's something wrong with you. You get that, and especially in the black community, you get that. Like, something was wrong with you, that's why they had to take you out, so you're not worth the trouble, you're not worth the pain, you're not worth this, you're not worth that. So, I mean, there's a lot of stigma that comes there, and like I told y'all before, when you reach a certain age, they put all the cards on the table. This is what it is, and this is what it be's like. You can continue down this road, but I'm not guaranteeing you nothing. They let you know what it is, and just imagine being 12 or 13 or 14 years old and really have to make a decision that normally a grown-up would make.
It's crazy.
You know, I have to make a decision, and this is going to affect the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, it's really ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this country and society is just so screwed up.
We're backwards.
I mean, when you were talking about Big Mama earlier, you know, Big Mama is extinct.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Big Mama has gone the way of the dodo.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the simple fact that you have more and more girls nowadays who are having kids earlier, and they're becoming grandmothers at 20-something years old.
Yeah, 30. I'm about to say grandmothers
at
40.
30.
Oh,
no, at 30.
Okay.
No, at
okay.
30. 31, 32, 33, 34, they grandmamas. And I'm not let's not get this twisted either. There were people, or there were kids out there who were having kids at a young age way before this baby boom happened. There really was. But my thing
they
is,
were,
as Rich Sister said, people are not taking advantage of the opportunities out there for you. If you have a kid, you have so much opportunity and so much So they give you so much if you're pregnant that these people really become lazy. They feel like, oh, well, like they're entitled to it. And we've already had a chip on our shoulder. Shit, we're 80 babies. I know that from a jump. We already had it. You know, we grew up in the night. We already had a chip on our shoulder. So this didn't make it no better. You know?
Uh-huh.
So it's crazy. And we accept it more, too. You know, it's a norm to see somebody 14, 15 on Instagram with all their bellies standing out. You know, before you had to hide that. You went away for a couple of months. You know, where'd Cherise go? Oh, she went to go visit her grandma in South Carolina. You know, she went away.
It's because they're sitting up here, it's glorified. And now they're sitting up here pregnant with their mothers at the same time. So it looks like something beautiful.
We became their
really
best friends. Right, we became their best friends. And I know that, too. That happened to one of my girls in high school. She was pregnant. Her mama was pregnant with twins. They're literally 2 months apart. She had her baby first, and the mama went in labor 2 months later, and she had a set of twins. So
it seems. And how
y'all
baby.
Heard
of it. And I think that you know what the thing. Another thing about it is that when the children grow up, we have to grow up as well.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm saying, because I'm an older woman now, I say it because I'm an older woman now. My son is 18 years old. I can't stay. The same age I was when I had him. You understand what I'm saying? And I had to realize that, you know what, when I was, and it's so funny, because I said to myself, I said, you know what, I need to get me, I think I was shopping, I said, I need to get me, like, some a pair of sneakers or something like that. And I was looking at the sneakers, and I said, oh, these are nice. And then I saw something that had all these colors. I said, this is too flashy. I'm too old to be wearing some nonsense like this. And my sister said, what you mean you too old? I said, I'm too old to be wearing something like that.
Right.
That's something a teenager would wear.
Right.
And she's like, well, it's all, you know, age doesn't matter. I said, no, yes, it does.
It does.
And I say this because as you get older, you're supposed to get older. You understand what I'm saying? Your tastes are supposed to get more sophisticated.
Mature.
You know,
right.
I'm not supposed to be sitting there, you know, it's okay to sit in the nail parlor next to your daughter and get your nails done. But you ain't got no reason getting your hair pulled up in no ponytail and getting flat twists and all this other nonsense right along looking like, you know, trying to pull back the clock when you old as I don't know what and you try to look like you about 20 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm like, you know, I have to start looking and dressing like an older person. I'm not 20 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can't be walking around here looking and acting like I'm 20. That's why I said Big Mama is distinct, because you have these mothers out here who, yes, I was 20 years old when I had my son. But my mother wasn't in a mind, she wasn't in no rocking chair either, okay? But she dressed, she acted the role of grandma. She was still grandma, and she wasn't going around here saying, no, call me aunt something or call me this. No, call her grandma. Grandma, Nana, Meemaw, whatever you want to call her, that's who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got a lot of parents out here don't want to be called grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they are grandma, they don't want to be called that. I'm too young to be a grandma.
Right, I'm too young.
You know?
And you know what? I can't fault them because they really are. Like, you're like 2 years older than me and you're a grandma. Like, you really,
you know,
I'm only 31, 32. And it's like, really?
This is true. And that's why I'm so terrified, because I'm like, listen, my son is just 18, and I'm 38. Okay, my son can make me a grandma before I'm 40-something years old. Terrifying me.
Right.
But then again, it's a different situation now.
Because
mama's baby, daddy's baby. Now, that child is not necessarily going to be in here on my back. You know what I'm saying? Because he is the father. Child gonna be on the mother's back.
Rich sister said, lose the spandex in Jesus' name and trade it for some Spanx.
Exactly. Exactly. Stop wearing spandex. I mean, I still see women out here wearing the spandex.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Girl, and Spanx, you ain't never lie. I got some Spanx, and I love them.
Oh, jeez. But I had something I wanted to tell you. Oh, this is what I wanted to tell you. Teenage pregnancy has dropped. There are more youth out there that are focusing on their education and that are focusing on going to college and focused on getting jobs and focused on, you know, there are youth out there that, you know, this age is just my generation.
This is
just my generation. But we knew this was coming.
You wanna know why that is?
We just couldn't.
You wanna know why that is, Crush? Because sugar, this generation is, sugar's on. This is a bunch of sedity-assed people, this generation. It's so sedity and stuck up. They got their nose so far up their asses.
Yeah.
And you know what? Y'all are too selfish to get pregnant. I'm not getting pregnant. What? And you know, but you know what? Whatever it takes.
So whatever it takes. That's
really,
yeah,
whatever
it takes.
Total.
Yeah. If that's what it has to do.
Yep.
And that's the next generation. That ain't my generation. That's the next generation. My generation, they were pregnant.
No, but see,
in
that
high
next
school,
generation
they,
is just taking care of you. But
that's
see, that's your
that's
generation.
The next generation. Right. I'm not mad at him either.
But I was still cutting.
I ain't got no babies. I need to have a baby.
But I still got to pray for my generation.
Go be my baby.
I still
daddy.
Got to pray for mine. I will bring you some sugar
yes,
here.
Crush. How may I help you?
You gonna be my baby daddy?
I don't think so.
Sugar.
Oh, he shot me.
Hello.
Hello, sugar.
I didn't have my last child coming to you.
I didn't say take care of it. I said be my baby daddy. I say be the father. There's a difference.
Anybody
can be a baby daddy. It takes a real man to be a father. I don't want you to be the father. I just want you to be a baby daddy.
I didn't have my last baby 17 years ago.
She said, get a grandma out the club campaign. Who wants to start it up? You know, rich sister. Get the grandma out the club campaign.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because she needs to get out of there. Why she online?
Because
she online with
all
she in her prime. She don't got no wrinkles. She,
all in
she's in her prime. Why y'all trying to deny grandmama?
Listen.
She didn't have that baby. The daughter had that baby. So, therefore, the daughter got to, you know, she had to learn, so the daughter got to learn.
Well, let me tell you something. I say it like this to all those mamas out there. And the thing is this. If you go to work every day and you pay like you weigh, and you got your bills and shit, and you doing your own damn thing, by all means, you want to get online at the club, get online at the club. I can't fault you. You understand what I'm saying? I can't fault you. But still, turn it off. Know when to turn it off and be grandma too. I don't have a problem with that. But know how to turn it off and be able to rock your grandchild and make them go to sleep and come next to grandma baby. You know what? Do that too. You understand what I'm saying? You can have them both. But I don't like to see when, you know, grandmothers turn their grandkids away. Like, oh, I'm too old. Get out of here. I ain't got time to get. No. But my mother did it to me too. My mother was like, look, I ain't watching them. Same
there
way
you go.
Said, come here, baby. Look, I ain't watching them. I'm like, all right, well, I ain't asking you to watch them. All right, this is gonna come here. She would do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Or she would get ready, love. Don't even go.
And then once again, the government stepped in. The government stepped in, like, you know. At one time, you know, people was getting thrown out. You came to your mama and you said you was pregnant, and you, I don't care how old you was, she was throwing you out. Like, you need to go learn your lesson. Kicked
right.
out, and she had to fend for herself. Nowadays, you do that, you going to jail. You try to take her to the abortion clinic, you're going to jail. You put your hands on her, you're going to, like, you can't chastise them, you can't discipline them, you can't do nothing because everything is child abuse.
Yep.
You know, everything is, you know, every little thing that you do, if they fell and bumped their head, oh, God, you're abusing your kid. Like, he fell. He really did fall. Oh, my God, no. You know, it's like you have to really answer to these good old people, but then you have people that slipping through the cracks and getting away with murder, literally, murder of these kids.
Yep.
But, yeah, you worried about this one woman who's sitting up there working two jobs, taking care of her kids. They got $250 sneakers on it. Let's not even get to the price range. $250 sneakers on their foot, $350 parka on their backs, and they haircut every day. They go to school smelling fresh. They got everything they want, but you harassing her. She got to fight you tooth and nail for you to realize that I'm not abusing my child. But this little girl is trapped in a closet. Nobody knows about her. Just saying, their priorities is all screwed up, and they're really making it difficult for the family. Like, okay, if I can't, because I'm like, I was hit, Brick, you was hit, and we didn't turn out bad. We're not dead. We know how to discipline our child, and I dare you to look at mama like that. You know, there was no such thing as talking back. It wasn't funny to be 3 years old talking about suck my dick. That wasn't something you laughed at.
Oh, no.
What? Can you just imagine being in, like, you can't curse now. You can't curse now. Just imagine then, and you're grown, and you did not curse in front of your mama or your grandmama. You don't do that. Now these kids, fuck you. What? You know, and they seven. Yeah, I mean, listen. It's one thing to act up in front of your kids, but to do that in front of your mama, too?
Well,
like, there's no level of respect. Like I said, there's no tradition in the household. There's nothing going on. Like you said, you put a tree up every day. I mean, every year at Christmas, you put a tree up for your son. They're not doing it. They're skipping a tree. Skip the tree. Skip the going to church on New Year's Eve. Skip all that. Let me just go ahead and get you this good old game system, and let's move on. There's no such thing as Santa Claus. Like, we're making
That's
these
wrong.
Kids grow up. There's no such thing as an imagination no more. You get what I'm saying? You're too busy looking at TV. They can use their imagination, but you can't. Every room got a TV now. I remember when I had no TV in the bedroom. You wanted to watch TV, you had to come sit in the living room. And that TV was going to be on whatever she wanted to watch. There was no such thing as watching 24/7 cartoons. I think that's why I like watching cartoons now. You had to watch what she wanted to watch. There was no such thing as that. You know, like, it's just a shame. It really is.
And when you went
to
bed, TV went off.
Oh, all right, Rich Sister, thank you. I hope you do come back. We'll be back on tomorrow at 9 p.m. We'll be talking about Colorado and stuff like that. So thank you for support and participating. Really appreciate that. She said she got to go. We'll continue to listen to your show. Take care and God bless. That's what's up. She's a Rich Sister. And you can donate. Oh, look. And you can donate to Phone Fantasy Radio. Said she was rich.
We're trying to get off the ground.
What? We are right on track.
Before we go to a break, Lady C, why don't you tell us what you think about, Big Mama? Is she gone?
Lady C is Big Mama. Go ahead, Big Mama.
There you go.
Lady C is Big Mama. How many grandkids you got again, Lady C?
I got 10 grandbabies.
Yeah, that is Big Mama right there.
And they're spoiled. All of them are spoiled. And like Rick says, I tell my daughters and my son I'm not going to babysit, but I just spend time. My grandchildren know me, and they know what I'm telling them what's wrong. If I say stop, they look at me, and they're going to stop. And, yeah, kids are looking for love, and they're looking for attention. And, yeah. Our parents, I still don't cuss in front of my mama. I'm 53, and if something flips out, I'm looking around the corner of my eyes to see if she's going to smack me.
But that's what it was. That's what it was. That's what it was.
You know, I'll be saying, keep been looking like if it flip out me and my sister, I'll be like, wait a minute, where she at? But, yeah, the kids don't, they think it's cute for a child to curse. Oh, listen, no, it's not cute. It's not cute when the children pick up the words you're saying, look at. And then when they get embarrassed, when you in the middle of something, the child say, fuck you, mommy. And you're like, wait a minute, huh? And they can't discipline them because they give them so much leeway.
Do you be seeing them in the store?
Yeah.
You seeing them in the store?
I
they be going,
care about you.
I be wanting to take them in the back. I be seeing them in the store. You be walking around. You be looking at the mother up and down. Like, really? Fuck you, I want this.
I don't like this.
What?
You tell your mom that you don't like them, and this woman's sitting here. Right. Like you say,
but you know what? They heard that from somebody. They heard that from somebody.
It's so expensive that, and the mom's buying it for this child. And the child said, I don't like you. There's this little boy here, and he beats his mom and his grandma. He's like 12. Mm-hmm. And the police, and she finally called the police on him saying, well, I don't know what's wrong with him. You allowed him to do that because you were in an abusive relationship and you never stopped. And he picked that up, so he figured it was okay. Now she's trying to figure out what could he do.
Right, what can she do? It's too late now. Oh, no, it's not too late.
It's too late, he's 12.
You gotta punch him in the throat.
Well, she's scared to
Bernie
hit him
because
she's gonna hurt him. She thinks she's gonna hurt him.
Yeah, Bernie Mac.
Wow.
You gotta punch him through the throat. Do a Bernie Mac real quick.
Yeah, I'm not calling my mom. I'm calling Yaya. Because there's freak for grandmother.
Oh.
I just wanted to be able to know it was my grandchildren when I heard it call.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But grandmothers should be there because that's children looking for love. That's where a lot of girls went wrong and young guys too. They love and
it's just bananas. All of it is just crazy. It makes
yes,
no
it
sense.
Is.
Okay, I'm going to shut up now. Go ahead.
Not knowing who your baby daddy is. That's the start when you don't know who's your baby daddy.
Oh, that's a whole other part of the show.
Got 10 men saying that to be your
daddy. That's a whole other part of the show. Go ahead, Black. Go ahead, Brent.
All I'm going to say is I've known who my daddy is all my life.
You think you know.
But you have no idea.
Oh, no. I know. And
you
this
have
man
no
still,
idea.
You're not
this
sure.
This man still puts the fear of God in him.
That's
my daddy. Look.
Maury.
Maury, huh?
Maury.
What? Be that way.
Hi, Maury.
Oh,
my
Lord,
have mercy. That's what my baby name going to be, Maury.
Oh, my God.
You need to stop.
Bye,
folks. I made my baby Maury.
Okay.
Maury Hart. His name is Maury Hart.
Maury who?
Maury Hart. That's my baby name.
Oh, my God.
And if I have a daughter, her name is Oprah. Oprah Hart.
Yes, you figured out already.
Oprah Hart and Maury Hart. Yeah. And if I have twins, I'm naming them Ricky Lake. The boy named Lake.
Did you just say Ricky Lake?
Yeah. When you put them together, it's gonna be Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake Hart. The girl's gonna be named Ricky. The boy's name gonna be Lake.
White folks go.
All right.
Okay. On that note. We're going to take a three-song break here. It's 9 o'clock, 9:02, well, a little after 9, past 9. To be exact, you're listening to Brick's House. We're talking about the blackout that's happening now. Is it valid? Is it bullshit? Is it real? Is it fake? When we get back, we'll be talking about music, and we'll be talking about food.
Yeah.
We're going to move on from adoption. We're going to move on to music and food.
My favorite subject. This is my favorite show so far.
Oh, you know what? God bless you. You sweet, sweet person. We'll be right back.
You're wrong.
We'll be back in a minute.
You've been missing
Okay. You know, there comes a time when Blog Talk Radio decides to act silly. And this is one of those times. So, I'm going to need everyone to bear with me while I try to get everything back up and running, because Blog Talk is a dork. Yes, they are.
I'm not talking about my BTR like that.
Yes, I am. Because it's just like everything just like kind of just froze.
You want me to press some buttons? I can see buttons.
Okay, because everything is like frozen.
I can press buttons. I got some mint condition.
Well, let's put on some mint condition. And followed up by some Boogie Nights, if you don't mind, darling.
Okie dokie.
While I try to get this thing settled. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
And we're back. Those Boogie Nights. And I'm still blacked out. But the show must go on. So I'm going to need, this is where the team comes in. This is why team fantasy is so important. Because when one got, the other one got.
That's right.
How we all here, team fantasy. We back each other up.
Yup.
And since now it's my turn to have.
We've got other team fantasy here. We've got other members of Team Fantasy here.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
You're not alone.
We're back, folks. We just came back from break.
Brick. You know, I like the music selection you had there, Brick.
But I just want to say this. When something relevant is done to help, then you will be acknowledged. Thank you. Stop biting my tongue anymore. Do something to help me, and I will acknowledge you front and center. Right now, Crush got my back on them controls, right?
No, I'm not questioning your control.
No. She didn't say that. She said Crush got her back on them controls right
now. That's right.
Oh,
I can't
see
anything.
She said you are not doing anything.
That when you have my back at that switchboard, I will black reporter you to the room.
But you didn't say Crush. You actually did say Team Fantasy. So
I did say Team Fantasy.
Black reporter, what's your beef?
I said Team Fantasy.
Give me something for you to. And there's another person here. We know you there. But what's that got to do with what she said?
Oh, I was getting ready.
No, you spoke before you even.
You digging your own grave, Black 40. You better stop digging a grave.
I don't want to call him on the head, though.
I'll just.
I know there'll be a Black Reporter Hour tomorrow night.
Yes, ma'am.
Instead of Black Watch Hour, it'll be Black Watch Out Hour.
Yep, Black
Yes, ma'am.
Watch Out Hour. But go ahead, Brick. Let's get to our favorite subject.
About the blackout that's happening now with the black focus, with the black people. And I think that we had a commenter in our chat room. So upset she's gone. She was wonderful. What was her name? Miss Got Rock.
Rich sister.
Rich girl. Rich sister. She was hilarious. She offered a lot of insight into, you know, what we were talking about. And now what I want to talk about is slowly bring my computer back to reality. I want to talk about the food. Talk about our food. Okay. Now, our food, we have a rich history. We black people are resilient. We are resilient people. And when I say the community, I'm talking about my people because I'm black. I don't know what it means to be white. So I gotta talk when I say we. I'm talking about me and mine. Black people are resilient when it comes to taking lemons and making lemonade. We have taken garbage throughout the centuries, okay, that was handed to us, and we have made classic dishes. We have taken what was thought was the garbage of an animal and turned it into delicacies. Okay? Chitlins, exactly. Pig intestines. Something that nobody thought could ever be eaten, which I still believe to this day.
I had some pig foot just the other day.
But we have taken the pig's foot and turned it into a delicacy. We have taken the tails from the pig and made pepper sausage, which is a wonderful West Indian dish. Yup, the sausage and the pigtail make a nice pepper pot. We have made something delicious with that. I forgot. It was something real disgusting.
Pig fat. And fried
what is it?
And made crackers.
Oh, we're taking what?
Pig's fat. What's and that? Fried it and made crackling.
Crackling.
A crackling.
Pig what?
You said crackling.
Pig what?
Pig fat.
Pig
fat.
Mm-hmm.
Pig skin.
Pig fat. And what did you eat with that?
That's crackling, you know.
Pork skin. Pretty horrible things that was given to us and make delicious things out of them. We were throwing the worst on collards, okay, and then we put some fat back in that joint, seasoned it up real nice. Next thing you know, the slave masters started coming over like, what's that smell? What they got going on over there? Cold and being nosy. We got fried chicken up in there. They gave us the chicken and a pound of lard. The worst pieces of the chicken, we fried it up. It was something delicious. You know, and we've done this. So this has become staples. Like what everyone says, they usually ask me, what am I cooking for Thanksgiving? And I say, usually, you know, slave nonsense. And they always say, what's slave nonsense? And I say, come on, baked macaroni and cheese, collard greens, candy yams. That's slave nonsense. They throw up a couple of yams, cornbread, some bad yams, and we took it and put some sugar and some syrup from the sap tree on it and made a candy yam. Okay? This is what we've done over the years. Because they've given us this. They give us some rotten apples, with a few poor apples off of a tree. We take it and we make some apple pie or, you know, make a apple brown Betty because we have some old bread in the cabinet. You know, this is the things that we've done over the years. Now, anyone would think apples and bread, you'd be like, what is that? What kind of dessert is that? Mm-hmm. Add a little sugar to that and put on some nutmeg and cinnamon. You got yourself a delicious apple brown Betty. So this is what we've done. These are the things that we have making people mouth water when they think of stuff like this. Like when they say, right? And you're like, man, I want me some brown Betty. Now I think I'm going to try making some of that this weekend. But it's these are quick things we made, bread pudding. You know, these are things that we have made that you make something out of bread and raisins. You know? And
No. We haven't made these. We created these.
Well, this is what we've done. These are resilient, beautiful things that we've done with food. Well, this is all they gave us.
Right.
It's old pagan. Got mold on it, taken. We wanted the old bread. The older, the better, because the older the bread, the better brown Betty and banana pudding you can make. I mean, bread pudding. You know, rotten bananas, we made banana pudding. So it's like we have a lot of different things that we made, and, you know, we could market this stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, why don't we market our own food? Why does it take, you know, Lo Jung Shung to come into our neighborhood and make our food for us? And then serve it back to us half-assed, because it's not even like we make. It's not even the stuff that we make. When you taste it, it's not even what we make. They don't put eggs in that macaroni. We're the eggs. They put on some Velveeta cheese on top of some noodles, mix it up, brown it on top so that it looks like it's our macaroni. That's not our macaroni. You know?
We were talking about that just the other day. This guy was like, oh, yeah, I make, he makes something. Oh, he makes macaroni. He can make baked macaroni and cheese. And we was like, yeah, you make it the simple way. You know, us folks, we put in 8 different cheeses.
Yeah.
In your macaroni. It was no such thing as just one. Oh, I just put cheddar. Cheddar? What? You got to put all 8 of them in there, and you know, you gotta add the milk, and you actually have to sit up there and cut up the cheese, and
exactly.
It is
right.
We're not talking about no shredded cheese. You gotta get the block.
You have to cut up the block.
Right. You gotta get the block of cheese. You gotta melt it on the stove. There was no such thing as put it in the oven. I mean, the microwave to melt it.
Right.
No, you put it on the
stir
stove
it.
With the right.
Stir
you gotta
it, so
you
don't
gotta
get
stir
lumpy.
It. Right. But you know what it is. We don't support those little hole in the wall mom and pop restaurants, if you will. you know, that really do have that mama in the background. You know, and I said this earlier when I went to my local Jamaican restaurant. Like, it's a family business. Like, grandma's in the back, you know, stirring the pot, you know, making that, you know, authentic from her country. Like, you didn't get that, you know, you're not getting no home, you're getting homemade stuff from scratch. Everything is made from scratch. She's there at 6 o'clock firing up the oven, you know, and we're not having, we don't have that. You know, we look for it all the time here, and it's just like they don't live up to the standard. You know, what we have here, we're not supporting that, you know. Like, I was just talking to somebody, Brick, I don't know if you know about this. Do you know about the House of Ribs?
The House of Ribs over there on,
Right, Halsey.
Yeah, Halsey, right there, yeah.
Right. That restaurant has been there over 30 years in that same spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I'm 31. That restaurant has been there since I don't even know the history of it, but I know it's been there. I moved around here around 86.
It's been there since my daddy used to take us over there, and
right.
He's been there since the 80s. So I know
right.
It's
so
been there about a minute.
Right. So it's been there at least 30. I'm going to give it at least 30. All right, and this restaurant has done so well that they don't open up during the week.
Nope, they sure don't. They don't open
up through Monday to Friday or Monday to Sunday. They open up
Friday evening,
like
Sunday.
5 o'clock in the evening,
yep.
And they'll serve you food until they run out.
Yeah,
and sometimes you have a 12 wait. Waiting for a meal because of
yep.
The line. People are called in, and the line is going around the corner. You gotta wait for your food, and you have to go pick it up. There's no such thing as delivery, you know.
No,
but
deliver.
I'm just saying, like that's a restaurant. That's a restaurant that's been there. That's a restaurant that's been there.
Is it
what?
The club crowd?
No, they don't open that late.
That's
they
the people
open
that
open
at food crowd.
You may get the, they may stay open from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. They may stay open to that late. That's it.
Wow.
That is
the
it. And they
sell
all
out.
Open up. The
school sells out, and they don't make no more. They make that for that week, for that weekend, and they done.
And
they can
know,
do that.
They put so much care into preparation.
Right.
All week long, they're preparing that food.
Right.
They're getting it ready for you. Ribs is marinating.
Right.
All week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then when they finally get up there and cook it, they sell out of it so quickly. And I remember this. It's funny you mentioned that, because me and my sister begged my brother the other day to drive us over there for some food.
Uh-huh.
We was like, please, let's go to Best Buy and get some food. He was like, no, I don't want to go. And we were like, come on. We begged him. We was like, we'll buy you a dinner, please. But the thing about it is, if you go over there, you're not guaranteed to even get a dinner. Because
yep.
You got
to
be there.
To call first. Right.
Yeah, you gotta be there to see if they even. First of all, call see if they open for you to go all the way over there.
That's and then you gotta wait for them to pick up the phone.
Yeah,
that's true, because you never know when they open. They open up when they want to open up. They don't
when
open
they
up on your schedule.
That's how successful they are. But the food is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth
mm-hmm.
it. And you know what, Sheila, when you think about it, they had to establish that over 30-something years.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, people just didn't go to
them. They
were
popping back in the day. Like, I remember that place used to be jumping. I remember that place.
Yeah.
And they try to put a little, and we were just talking about this, I swear, no lie, we were just talking about that. They try to put a little restaurant that was selling the same type of food a couple of blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
And it got a little play, but that restaurant ain't there today.
No,
that restaurant is done. That it was right across the street from the little park over there on Troop.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, they tried, but it just didn't get what it was supposed to. It didn't do
it. It didn't get it. Yeah.
And
they
the thing
to open
about
up
it is that when you make quality food, but the thing about it is that black people are fickle. They won't necessarily buy food that's too expensive. But it takes a lot to make a soul food dish.
Right.
When you think about how much it takes you to make, Crush, how much is roundabout for you to make a macaroni and cheese?
Eight cheeses. And the cheese is what's most expensive.
Yes.
You know,
I myself throw in sharp, regular. I throw in Colby. I throw in a little bit of pepper jack. I throw in just a bunch of cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, there's a lot of cheese in this thing. I'll be sitting there mixing it up with the big bowl, trying to get it, and then pour it in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot that goes into that.
Right.
And a lot of black
potato
people don't want to eat it. Potato salad,
right.
Forget it. Okay, with potatoes salad. And the eggs alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you go through all, and the jar of mayonnaise, the Hellman's mayonnaise is $5
right.
a jar.
So,
you go through
so, you know, I
like
get it.
Food.
My thing is, if it's worth it, if the food is good, you're going to go back to it. And a lot of time, like I said, what's missing is tradition. You know, you was in the kitchen, helping out, and you was taking notes while Big Mama was cooking. You know, like, oh, I could do it, Big Mama. You know, then when you got a little older, she gave you the rings. Yeah, do this for me, get this for you. And it was a thing. But now we don't doing that. While Big Mama's cooking, or while whoever's cooking, we outside running the streets, or we're playing video games, or like that's not the thing we're trying to do. Those are not our priorities.
What I'm saying is that we have these restaurants that black people do use, and they do make their own food. Like, you have, like, the West Indian, they ain't giving up snow in the winter. Okay? The West Indian man will keep and cook his own food and put it out there. Okay? I don't know if you're familiar, Crush, with Ali's Roli Shop. I think it's over there on Fulton Street, the lobby down the street. He makes something called doubles. If you know what doubles are, doubles ain't nothing but a bunch of dough with some chickpeas in it and some kind of funny sauce on top. These things are $2-4. This man has a lot around the corner for people buying these little doubles.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it out of just like they came from really the garbage that, the excess dough that you pull off of the other stuff. They just put them all together and make these little things and sell them. And the lobby down the street for these damn things in the morning. And I'm like, God, everybody over here at Ali's Roadie Shop getting these damn doubles. But see, the West Indian man has his roadie. And he will sell that roadie and make all the money he can off selling that roadie if he has a good one. You know? And I think that as African-Americans, as straight African-Americans of the Southern nature, that we need to get together and make our own food. There's no reason why a Chinese man is going around taking our recipes, cutting corners with it, and selling it to us because this is the best that we can get. You know, because he's not giving us the full Monty of what we should be paying for that food.
Now, that's only in the North. Down here in the South, true black restaurants are making a nice little piece of change. And then some. And you do have to wait in line, you know. There are certain
How you
cities,
know that?
Like, there are certain cities in which African-American restaurants are the creme de la creme, shall I say, you know. They're not hurting for no change, that's for sure.
Well, how often do people buy this food? That's first of all.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at it that way. How often do these people buy this food? Soul food is rich. There's no way you could eat this food every day and stay healthy. Okay? Soul food is not something you can eat every day and just stay healthy. Like, I watched that movie. Anybody who's ever watched that movie, Soul Food.
Yeah.
Do you see how they get down on a Sunday? Just on a Sunday, how they get down?
Like it was.
I don't think I can eat
like
that every Sunday.
Like it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't think I can eat like that every Sunday.
But it's not like, okay, but you're not eating like that every Sunday. You're only eating like that on a special occasion. But the idea is that you're coming together for a meal of that.
But
sometimes it's like on Sundays, like, okay, I can understand that it's a movie. They want to let you know, like, this is something that you would do on a Thanksgiving or somebody's birthday. You'll make a big meal and stuff like that. But the idea of coming together and Big Mama done laid out this spread, and it don't even be all that stuff they had on there. They just wanted to do that for movie effects. It don't be all that stuff. You know what I mean? You may get a ham and you may get the recipe chicken. You know what I mean? And a little potato salad and a little bit of this. But it's not a full-fledged table like that. But the idea of it is that you bring your family together, cell phones off. You know, nothing's on the table but your food, your plate, and your utensils and your glass. That's the only thing that should be on the table. Nothing else should be at that table. And you know what? On the corner, off of the corner there, is that big old plastic table for all the kids. Okay?
Yep.
And all adults at the one L wooden table that actually is cut and paste because that shit pulls out. And everybody got matching, got Mitch Match chairs there because everybody done came over. So that idea of us getting together to share a meal, if you care what you was doing all week, but on Sunday we going to somebody's house.
Yep.
On Sunday we having that meal. You know, we're
that's
coming together to have that family time. I don't care what you do. And we don't have that no more. Not even extended family, but we don't have that in immediate family. You know, once Big Mama passed away, fuck you. I don't need to be around you no more. I'm done. You know, that, like, that's how my family was. As soon as my grandmama passed away, I ain't seen none of them since. You ain't getting nothing. Once Big Mama gone, once that glue gone, I ain't got to deal with y'all. I'm out. You know, and that's what a lot of families is. Like, once that glue is gone, once that, whether it be your grandmama, I mean, you do it out of respect for her. You may not like your sister Bob, you may not like your sister Barbara, but you got to go to the house out of respect for your grandma. I want to see you. You know, they tell you, I want to see you. I didn't say Barbara wanted to see you. No, I want to see you, so I want you here on Sunday. And you got a phone call like that. I don't care who you was arguing with on Sunday. You was at that house, though. You would have sat there in the corner somewhere, but you was at that house.
Out of respect for your grandmother.
Out of respect for your grandma. So once family, once that generation was gone, it was like, I don't have to go over there. I don't have to come together no more. I don't have to do this. And you always had that one aunt that would sit up there trying to bring everybody together because she done been to church and she saved. You know, she wanna have a, let's have a reunion. You have a reunion, like three people show up. You know, so there's some type of fight going on. You know, so and it's like that tradition is gone. We didn't enforce that tradition. You know, when we was growing up, we didn't have a choice if we wanted to go to church or not.
No.
If grandma went to church, you was going to church too. You was waking up. There was no such thing as just laying in bed. What? There was no such thing as being up at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning playing video games before school night. What? Listen. I caught a flashback,
it's
7
o'clock. Where are
yeah,
you?
I see.
No, you
at
7
o'clock,
homework?
You taking your bath. Fuck homework. Your homework was done Friday
that
after school. At 7 o'clock, that was bath time, and 9 o'clock,
yeah, I think that was like universal
the
black bath time.
Right.
Was that like
everybody
universal
was black bath time? 7 o'clock was bath time, and depending on your age, it was
know how I
at 9 o'clock.
Because every time I would be sitting there, I would hear, "This is Jeopardy." I said, "Oh, let's go run the bath water." That's how I knew it was time.
I knew it was time because at 6 o'clock, Current Affair came on.
Oh, yeah, you're
after you finish
five,
watching, right, after I finish my Facts of Life, you know, you got to watch your little sitcom, your Facts of Life and your after-school sitcom. You got to little watch that, you know, and they actually had cartoons on. Then they have your Facts of Life, your Different Strokes, and then here comes Current Affair fucking up the whole mood. Now you got to go do whatever it is you're supposed to do. Get your clothes ready at 6 o'clock. You get your clothes ready for the day before. I mean, for the day after, you know. You got to iron whatever you got to iron. You put it out. You got to get checked. Look, I want to wear this and this. Okay. You get started. There was no such thing as you dressing yourself. No, you go in there. You pick something out. And you say, I want to wear this and this. Why you want to wear that? Put that back. Get your no thing is dressing yourself. 7 o'clock, you got your clothes together at 6 o'clock. By 7 o'clock, you was ready to take your bath. By 8 o'clock, you had your dinner. By 9 o'clock, you was asleep. You were, no, I didn't say you was going to sleep. I said you was asleep.
Yeah.
You was asleep at 9 o'clock.
You sure
you was in that bed, lights down, close your eyes.
Because you were up at 6 in the morning.
And don't stir. Don't even sneeze too hard. What you doing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I used to lay there and sit there and try to whisper to my sister.
Shut up.
Yup, shut up.
Y'all supposed to
be asleep. How she hear us?
Yup.
She's always going to sleep first, man. I was like, damn, yeah, we're going to sleep first.
You whispering too loud.
Yeah.
And she coming in, she opened up the door. I told y'all to shut your asses up.
Close your eyes. Come on, she was like, close your eyes. They're moving. I see them.
Close your eyes. You don't have to get up and go to the bathroom either.
Oh, what you doing? Can I go to the bathroom? Can I get some water? No.
Go and you know what? Remember, they used to have peace of mind. They used to just sit on the couch, read the paper or whatever.
Right.
And the house was quiet as a mouse.
What you doing up?
What you doing up? Yeah.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Get back in the bed.
Get back in the bed. And every 5 minutes, you had to go to the bathroom. You had to get something.
Yeah, I had to go get something.
My pencil.
My
nose.
If
you don't go to bed.
I need tissue.
I need tissue.
I need tissue.
See, my nose is running. Stop digging at it.
Exactly. I need to always find a couple of reasons. Get up out of that bed, boy.
You're supposed
I'm
to be
thirsty.
In bed. 9 o'clock.
I'm dirty.
You be looking at me 11 o'clock. I'm serious.
You always
man.
Had a problem.
And when you got to elementary school and you was about to go to high school, you got a 10 o'clock curfew.
Mm-hmm.
Got a 10 o'clock curfew. Like I'm old now. I still gotta go to bed. You gotta be in that house. You better be ready. Everything went up an hour. Everything went up an hour. That was it. You better be ready. Shit. Everything went up for that one.
And
we don't have that no more.
Apologize.
I think at the end of the day, that's what we're lacking. At the end of the day, that's what we're lacking. We're lacking that structure.
Those same
that
people
structure.
That you wanted to hang out with, they ain't had no late curfew because every time you would be out there, wouldn't nobody be out there? Like, damn, I can finally hang out here and there ain't nobody out here.
When
you had to go upstairs, everybody was out.
That was like going to school and then everybody got the day off and I still had to go. I went to a Catholic school, so we didn't get the Jewish holidays off. And then when I finally got a day off, everybody in school. And you be just sitting dumbfounded for a minute, like, really? Really, this is how it's going to be?
Yep, that's exactly how it's going to be.
Just
all right.
Right.
Quickly, let's go into music real quick. I want to cover all the topics. Let's go into music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think of the fact that, do you feel like we're losing our music, our R&B edge?
It's pop now. We're going to pop. But I get it. You know, financially, I get it. You know, but our focus right now is pop. Everything is a fist pump. But at the end of the day, you got to look at who's buying music. You know, who's really, like, we try to cut corners any way as possible. That's just in our nature to find the best deal possible. So if, Rick, you went ahead and bought the album, I'm going to get the album from you. I'm not going to the store no more.
Let's back up a little bit. I want to show you. Okay, we just heard that song a little while ago. What was the last song you played, for it?
Aha! Finally, Black Reporter is making the connection. What was the last song that I played just now?
The last song that you played.
That was Boogie Nights.
By who?
Heat Wave, hello.
And Heat Wave is exactly who?
Well, why do we always do this?
Can you just get to the point?
Questions?
Right.
Get to the point.
Heat Wave is some white English gentlemen.
Heat Wave was black.
Huh?
Heat Wave was black.
No, Heat Wave are white English gentlemen.
Right, I'm from the UK.
Heat Wave
was black. They're black.
No.
No.
They were from my generation.
Yeah, the international funk disco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was white.
Featuring American.
So were the average white band.
But they had vocals that were black, yeah.
Well, they sounded black.
No, they didn't have black members, baby. They did have black members, yeah.
Yes, they did.
Okay,
the ones that sang
okay
black.
Heatwave did have black members, but they were a majority white band. But the average white band, when they came out, I thought that they were James Brown backup band, you know, when they did Pick of the Pieces. That's how good they sounded. And I just immediately thought, oh, good, the JV's got something out in Grand U. Oh, no, that's a years group called AWB. Huh? You know, and I been in love with AWB since. But that just to show you that the English people have loved our music.
The English people love that.
Always.
Cool. This is, go ahead, Black Boy. We got no time. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that look at the closing ceremonies of the Olympic Games last night. I mean,
we didn't, and they cut it off. What happened?
Well, but there were several songs that could have flowed both ways. You know.
You can jump in at any time, Brick.
Okay, I will.
Let's get to this connection, because I still don't get it. I thought I was on
the connection I was trying to focus on, Black Aurora. I played in the beginning of the show, I played Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Amy Winehouse is an example of what I'm talking about, what I'm saying, that we are losing our identity. When she came on, that first record first started, she did what is known as a scat.
Mm-hmm.
Scatting was something. Who did Black Reporter?
Gaslight.
Who scatted specifically?
Ella.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the fact that this, you have a white woman on the track Scatting, something that was made famous by black people, that's why I played that song in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fact that Amy Winehouse, who's no longer with us, she did a lot. Her voice was so soulful and jazz-like.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a tall, skinny, lanky, 20-something-year-old white woman.
Mm-hmm.
You would never in a million years think that voice would come out of that body.
Mm-hmm.
But she made some of the most brilliant music during her short time here on Earth. Her music was brilliant. And
yeah.
I say to myself, with all of these Mary J. Blige's we got out here, and all of these, Tamias and Mariah's, and, you know, why don't we have a black version of someone out here who's playing jazz? Where's the next Nina Simone coming from?
Well, we thought we had that in Lauryn Hill, didn't we?
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill.
Did we really?
Anita Baker? I thought I would see it in Anita Baker.
Right. Lauryn Hill, now we can't, now let's not, you know, I'm not talking about the new Lauryn. I'm not talking about that Lauryn. I'm talking about when Lauryn first came out. Lauryn
when she
was
first
very
came out, I thought maybe, but you know what the
right.
closest we got to it now is? The closest we have to it now is Jill Scott. That's the closest we have to a jazz artist now. It's Jill Scott.
I'll point you there.
Yeah.
A black female jazz artist?
But, you know, it's not, you know, you got to, like, once again, I think that's something, that's a genre of music you have to grow up on to really, really appreciate it. You know, the same thing
right.
with blues. That's something you have to have heard before. Like, I only dig the blues because my roommate came from Alabama, and she was like, listen to this, Reggie who? Listen to this, right, Black Reporter? We was all on the phone, and
mm-hmm.
she was, you know, not, and that's the only reason
why
I honestly.
Well, I heard jazz. I heard jazz one day. I think I discovered it because one day I was just sick of listening to music. Like,
yeah, but
music
you and I are.
Well, you have to get an appreciation.
We're just, right, we have a different breed. So when it comes to certain things, we can just adapt like that, and we don't need that influence. But I'm talking about for people to really, really get into it and then really want to listen to it, they have to be exposed sometime or somewhere. I'm sure you've heard a jazz album before. You know, or you came across it on the radio and you just happened to stop on it. Like, I used to love listening to 101.9. You know, out here, and they play jazz, and they play a lot of instrumental music and stuff like that. So I used to love listening to that station. You know, but at the same time, they play R&B with it as well. You know, so I mean, you have to be there, and I always listen to music. That's the thing. Like, I've always had a Walkman, a Discman, a pair of headphones. I slept in headphones. There was no such thing. Like, I was a battery queen. I can tell you how to put the battery like this and wrap it up like that and put it in the freezer and it's going to recharge. I can tell you to do that, you know. So, you know, if you have that in you, and listen, I can't sing worth a lick. I don't know how to put nothing together. I probably can't even can't DJ. But I love music, you know, and I think that if you have a passion for it, then you're going to go ahead and you're going to give it a little bit more attention than somebody who's sitting up here used to fist pumping Chris Brown, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of that soulfulness, and even with little Christina Aguilera. And with Pink came out, everybody thought Pink was black when she first came out. She did a straight R&B.
Right.
And, you know,
I thought she was black.
When she first came out, everybody thought she was a little black girl. And then when they seen the video, this little white girl with pink hair, and we was like, what? And then her next album, it was all pop. Like, I don't want to do this genre. Same thing with Christina Aguilera.
Right.
Hey, this girl blowing from the bottom of her gut. She comes out there with that little song. Okay, yeah, we get some. And then next thing you know, we like, okay, yeah, what? You was where? Who are you? We don't know you, you know. So everything right now, as far as music, it's a crossover. A lot of stuff is crossing over right now when it comes to music, you know. This back with everything. You know, like nobody was telling them to wear no skinny jeans. That's rock and roll wear, you know. No, seriously, I'm being straight. I'm being dead ass. That's what rock and roll
was. Right, exactly. It was rock
they
and roll.
They don't want to wear that. Right. They wore
right.
That was their attire. The vintage T-shirts with tight ass skinny ass jeans and chains hanging out of it, and you know they wore that. Kiss was walking around with stretch pants and platforms. You know, now you got hip hop artists walking around with stretch pants on. Wait, what? But your drawers got to be showing. That's one thing we kept. We kept that jail mentality. We kept our drawers showing. That's something we wouldn't let go, right? We could adapt that. We could adopt that. No, we had to just adapt the tight jeans, but we still have them hanging off. I don't get it. Why you have a belt on? Your pants is on below your butt cheeks.
What's a belt?
It's my side.
And your pants is tight. I mean, the pants is tight. Did y'all see the video on YouTube? I got to find a video for you on YouTube, Brick. There's a video on YouTube where the father's videotaping his son with some skinny jeans on. And he tells his son to pull him up. And the son is literally sitting up there trying to pull him up. And then he tells his son to squat. And the son can't squat down. Yo, the video is hilarious. And
I
think it's harsh because he videotaped him. It's not harsh, but I get what you're saying. Like, I'm tired of seeing my young son wearing these stretchy ass, tight ass pants. But it is what it is. Well, see,
oh
son.
My God.
I agree.
I did listen tonight, but the chat room will not open up. How be I all are well anyway. Shout out to Russ. You still suck.
What's up?
Saying you're shot out across the wall.
I got a 404. That's Sean Rep at BBW. And we got John on the line. Can we bring him on?
Yeah, we can bring him on, I guess. I didn't say that the Sean Rep at BBW.
Oh.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
Call myself 5 minutes.
Sorry,
before
Sean. She said no.
No. Call myself 5 minutes before it ends. What you think this is?
Yep. I told you, Sean.
Hurt my feelings.
Well,
put
John
his hand
holding.
Put it. You hurt my feelings.
Man, I was trying to get me a blunt. My bad.
Really, John? I mean, really, Sean? That's how you got a blunt?
You got to go to the back of the building, bro.
You got
to
go to the back of the butt with that one. You're right. Really? You could have just said your phone died. Damn.
Nah, I'm not going to lie.
Truth is no better.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I was trying to get me a bun.
You called
to
in too. I watched
like
your number pop up.
What's up with the ATL, bro?
I'm just like, you told the blood over me? Oh my God.
Now, I was with some people when I was listening to you know, to y'all talk.
I don't want to hear none. Yes, here we go. This is what happens when I try to date again. I get more niggas and more excuses, man. You're
wow.
I don't get no more excuses, man.
Wow.
Excuse me, my French everybody.
Can we say hi to Sean? I mean, John?
You can say hi to John. Where's John?
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Honey,
hi,
you went
John.
To Catholic schools?
John ain't called my show in a long time. I thought you forgot
right.
about me, John.
Oh, no.
How you been?
Hey, I didn't
Did
go
I?
To Catholic schools, and I turned out all right, man.
Are you all right, John?
You
is it okay?
No, hey, my sister and brother did. I guess that my parents knew in advance it wouldn't be a good idea to send me to Catholic school.
Okay.
All right.
Man. Hey, Crush.
Yeah,
you know,
Daddy.
Got that movie you and Brick might like. It's called Dream Girls. And Eddie Murphy does sing a good part in that. It's about he wants a piece of your chocolate cake.
Okay,
I am always so glad that he doesn't include me in any of this.
Okay.
Well, that one.
Going there again.
Yeah, but the part Danny Glover played did look like Black Reporter when he
okay.
was old.
Hey,
well,
hey.
All right. Thank you. Unfortunately, you're about to be cut off.
Thank you,
room.
John. We got to go.
Right.
Well,
outro.
5-8-3-0-8-3-2-0.
You can spend the last few minutes with us, but other than that chat room, you're about to be cut off.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to go around and just ask what's on the agenda for tomorrow. With Full Fantasy Radio's Adult Zone.
Yes, on the Adult Zone tomorrow, Tuesday, August 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Adult Zone with McCrush and Black Reporter. For the first hour, 9 to 10, we have True Crime, Dark Nights in Colorado. We'll be discussing the bad, bad, horrible tragedy that happened in Colorado, the shooting at the premiere of the Dark Nights movie. And then premiering tomorrow, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., we have Black Watch Hour with Black Reporter. And he can tell you more about his topic. Yay.
On tomorrow night, we are going to be talking about, now everybody has some form, and this is going to be an extension of tonight's topic, in the idea that a form of black media. Black radio station, black newspaper. But the question is, how many of those are really black, per se? You might want to look into it.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow night.
All right. So that's what's going down on tomorrow. The caller number 805-830-8320, and it's right here on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Hello?
All righty. Wednesday we have coming up a new show on Phone Fantasy Radio. It premiered twice already, got excellent ratings. And this is the Swinger State of Mind.
Yes.
What's
Swinger State of Mind?
Sorry.
Swinger State of Mind with Trinity Blake, Frenchie French, and LaCrush Hart Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be doing Terms, Trends, and Protocol in the Lifestyle. We'll be talking about different keywords that we use, basically a little swinger lingo, like what does full swapping mean and stuff like that. We'll also be doing trends and with like interracial dating and sex toys at a party and blah, 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 blah. And we'll do protocol as well. We'll give you tips. And I have an awesome story that sucks. That happened to me on Friday, so I'll be venting on the show as well. We also got our daily quickie, which is our commercial break, and we also have our orgy time, which is random listeners' questions, which you can submit at swingerstateofmind@gmail.com about the lifestyle. And that's right here also on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio.
Wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. We're ready.
Right.
I am ready.
Okay. Well, that's enough. So we can get to Thursday. Thursday we have Thursday is our Crush Groove segment. Friday is our stuffing segment. And on Sunday, we have Late Nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt. We're going to get into that later on this week. So watch out for what's coming on those shows later on this week.
Yeah.
But... until then, I guess that's the end of our show.
I want to give a couple of shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Latrice Lala. It's her birthday today, August 13th. Want to say shout-out, give her a happy birthday shout-out. Hope you have many, many more. I don't know about your boat cruise. I didn't answer yet because, girl, the girl don't do boats. She ain't good on a boat, so I don't know if she's going to go. Okay, so she'll let you know. She don't get on boats. She don't do boats. Plus, that boat is going
to a boat
dock, too. She don't do boats.
I was going to a lingerie and pajama boat ride this Saturday, this weekend, Friday.
It's this
lingerie
weekend.
And pajama?
Yeah. It's just lingerie and pajama. Yeah, I said it right.
Lingerie.
Lord, maybe same damn party.
there's a swinger after party I'll be going to.
There's an after party after it,
right.
too.
Yeah, there's a singer's after party I'll be attending.
Girl,
hopefully.
Let me find out if that's the shower party. I don't think it is, but let me find out.
No, the after party's in Queens.
I gotta find out where her after party is. Where's the boat setting sail from? Brooklyn?
Yeah. She said Mammoth
Avenue. Girl,
yeah,
baby, say damn boat.
It's supposed to be a big party. Shout out to Roz FM as well. Roz FM, they invited me to come back and talk to them a little bit. We starting to get a little buzz, Mama. We over 800 so far. We're over 800 right now for last week. So
wow.
Yeah, I don't know how, but one of our shows got over 400 downloads.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, all our shows last week, even my show this week, we're all over 100. So we're about maybe over 800 right now.
Oh, who downloads us like that?
I don't know. They download us hard by.
Who that?
Shout out to
them.
Who that?
No, don't be messing with my
flashback,
like that.
Sean. Don't be getting a flashback, Sean. Don't be getting a flashback.
What's the flashback?
I'm laughing. Sean got a flashback just now. Don't be laughing, Sean.
I didn't get no flashback.
Yeah, you did. I heard that giggle. You knew where that came from. You knew where that came from. You know where that came from. You go to flashback.
You ain't got to lie, Sean.
Shout out to MC Shan. MC Shan be bugging. He be wilding out.
You
he said you go hard.
You haven't introduced me to MC Shan yet. I'm
going to invite him. Matter of fact, I'll invite him on Thursday show.
Because I'm his biggest damn fan. You won't let me speak to MC Shan.
I'll invite him. You can speak to him. He speaks back. Yeah, he speaks back. Listen, don't get cut, Sean. Don't talk about my people like that. Don't be talking about my people. Don't get cut.
Oh, that's your people speaking for real?
Yeah, that's serious. So if you talking about my people like that, yeah, cut.
Oh, my bad.
I thought you were right.
I'm just speaking on how I feel. My bad. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you talking about anti social?
He is to be, but I'm sorry.
He's cool. I'll be inviting him. I'm gonna invite him for Friday. I mean for Thursday. It's the indie zone. I'm gonna invite him. He got a new song out. I'll tell him to send it to me. You know, he be doing his own little big thing. So shout out to him. His daughter Lyric. And shout out to Lyric. She is so adorable.
And we all go listen to it. And we all go give it a nice hand clap. Right, Sean? You sit up and you're chasing a blunt. You can't come to my show because you're chasing a blunt.
Mm. Like he couldn't do two things at once.
I ain't never been turned down for no damn L before.
So everybody, Black Reporter did his homework, but it was unsatisfactory, so he got to do it again. It was unsatisfactory, y'all. So Black Reporter got
to
do his homework again.
I had to go and read the piece of how should I say?
Yeah, he had to go read Brick homework. He had to go read Brick homework. Oh, that's how you wanted me to do it, Ms. Hart. Yes, that's how I wanted you to do it. Go look at Brick homework.
Shall we start referring you as Ms. Hart?
Yes, show me some goddamn respect. Respect my authority. You gotta start it something. Respect my authority.
Yes. But anyway, all right. Sorry, Brick. We got out of hand. All right,
don't worry about it. I was just looking at a text message because I got a date. Somebody asked me on a date.
Right,
on
Wednesday, right?
That's
uh-huh.
right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it could have been you. It could have been you, but you want to take weed. Could have been you.
Boy, he was so slow just now. He said me. Yeah,
you, you see?
In it.
Me.
Yeah, you. You know what to do.
Me. He's somewhere chasing unicorns somewhere in his mind.
Smoking on unicorns.
You out there. You out there. I ain't never been turned down for a blunt. Never in my life.
I'm saying I was around people.
Yeah, okay. So what's that supposed to mean? You can't tell people, nah, I gotta go, nigga.
Oh,
man.
You'll
be like, nah, niggas, I gotta go. Nah, niggas, it's 8 o'clock.
It's
that some shit, like that. But it's for me. What you being rude for me? He's like, nah, niggas, you see what time it is? Yo,
I love MPJ. Oh, he always getting at somebody. He's just
like, give me that shit, I gotta go. Give
I wonder if MPJ will host my show for me. Huh, Brett?
Ooh, I want to host it with him.
I wonder if MC Shan, I wonder if it could be the adult zone with the crush of MC Shan.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Ooh. I threw my homework too, Black Reporter.
He said, where he going to stick with that nigga ain't sitting in my jail. That's a Black Reporter. That nigga ain't sitting there.
I'm doing my homework too, Black Reporter.
Speaking of which.
Last time Black Reporter got angry on the air now. He was like, Negro what?
And hung up. How you gonna do that? How you got a Negro and then hang up?
He's like, you can't be telephone tough guy and hang up. You can't be telephone tough guy and stay on the phone.
Yeah.
He said, what, Negro? Quick.
We need to go back and get that recorded, too, just so we can see the frustration in Black Reporter's voice. I think that's what I'm going to do on Sunday. I'm going to do some flashbacking.
Oh,
wouldn't
my
it be interesting
God.
If you could, like, get a whole bunch of sound bites and roll them together?
I would love
a hell of a Black Reporter reel.
In memory of. We'll do an in memory of Black Reporter.
That's wrong.
I'm gonna try to find some pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
Oh.
I need to find that first episode when we played it.
Find
crush.
Some crush. Yup, crush.
Yeah.
Crush.
Yeah.
Crush.
What's
crush.
That? Crush.
But crush.
Crush.
But crush.
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 Crush. Crush. And you be talking to Crush.
Yeah.
I mean Crush. Look, I'm calling him Crush. Black Reporter, did you see my sign about you?
My what?
About somebody interrupting and making you forget. Did you see that photo I put up there and I tagged you in it?
Yeah, I did.
It came.
That's in that moment you were about to say something, Black Reporter interrupts. You saw her face?
On that
okay.
note, I'm going to say goodnight.
Don't
okay.
run now, Black Reporter. You ain't
go
got to run.
But well, see, I know the real deal.
Uh-huh. You can stay up late.
Blake.
Right.
This is Trinity Blake in the swinging zone. You can go until like 2 in the morning.
No.
I'll be hearing your voice after hours. I mean, it's fool go. It's 12 midnight. He on the phone. I'm watching you, Negro. I just want to let you know I'm watching you, Negro. Yeah? I'm watching you. What is he? Is he making a transaction on the phone with us? Yeah.
He just misbehaving 360. I went over that voucher. Yep.
He's gonna sort drug deals.
Get the fuck out of this phone. At least y'all can pick on Sean.
I'm trying to get a blunt.
What did you say, Black Reporter? You picking on
yeah,
you?
Yeah, y'all can pick on Sean.
Oh,
we'll be back for you.
Oh, you know,
we'll
be back for you. Okay. You got that black, watch out hour coming up tomorrow. So, you know, we got you.
Yeah, I know.
You know we're going to come for you at that black watch out hour. That's what it's going to be called tomorrow. I'm going to go, and I'm going to invade your show. So don't expect to have a decent show tomorrow, okay?
Oh,
just saying. No, I'm just saying. We're going to have to break him in, first of all. I'm going to give Black Reporter what he gave me.
Uh-oh. The distraction?
I'm like, Francis.
Good night,
like,
y'all.
But black.
I'm going to get black.
Oh. It's bar black.
All right, let Black Reporter go to bed.
Okay, let him go to bed. He can't hang with the grown folks.
But he got another show he got tuned into. That's where he really going.
No.
Somebody else's show.
Oh.
Hot bucket butt naked ladies after hours.
What's that number, Crush? What's that number again?
Crush, I got disconnected. Crush.
What Black Reporter?
Just wanted to say. What the girl says she know you?
Who knows me, Black Reporter? Who knows me?
What are the girls in that room?
You never have a complete story. Oh, Black Reporter. Bye, Black Reporter. It's going to be the adult zone. I even put myself last. It'll be the adult zone with MC Shan and LaCrush. Heart.
Crush.
Stop laughing, Lady C. Lady C just a giggling.
Crush.
What? What, Black Reporter? What, Francis? What?
Crush.
Pants on the ground.
Wow.
Why are they saying they about to sell the first Jewish hot dog? They about to serve kosher hot dogs in 7-Eleven so the Jews can eat some hot dogs?
Wow.
I'm getting the fuck off this phone. Okay, this is the end of the show, y'all. I haven't had enough now.
Wow.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed our show, Blackout. See, this is why black ain't no good. We got black stupidity on the phone. We act all stupid on the phone.
This is why black folks.
We don't
no, we're
to,
not.
We're trying to come together.
A drug deal on behalf of repping BBW. He sent us on a sale or a buy or whatever the hell that was. I heard in the background. We had John
was
talking
what?
About chocolate cakes. And I don't know what the hell that was.
All I know is I heard the time. I don't know.
Exactly. I don't get it.
Keep rising to the top. I
got people saying that.
Give it all you got.
Stop it.
What?
Bust a rhyme, Sean. Real fly right now. Bust some shit real right now.
Freestyle for us, Sean.
Shit, I ain't got nothing. I'm trying to get a cigar.
Oh, look, you're trying to roll your shit in.
Right.
But you just said you was popping it.
You know what I mean? You was,
that's
popping,
why
you
didn't
you
get
was
so
popping it. So it didn't, you didn't roll it. You was copping it to roll it.
Nah, I ain't even get it yet.
So you lied to us.
Listening to the show, but at the same time, I was trying to talk to somebody and say, yo, you got a, you know, a dollar or whatever so we can get this thing out so we can get it popping. And it's like, nah, he ain't got it. So we were still talking and shit. I'm like, damn. So he went in, and I went to somebody else. I'm like, damn.
I don't know how people have a habit they can't support. Let me give you some advice, boo-boo. This is what you do, Sean. Go into the store, look for the dude buying the Twinkies and the soda, and just walk up to him and say, yo, buy this for me, my man, and he got you.
Oh, shit.
And just look at him. Get it.
What?
You got it, Sean. You got it. I'm telling you, he'll buy it for you right there on the spot.
He got you.
Just look at him. Don't be all intimidating either. Don't be going there all intimidating.
No, I said, listen. That's why I said, just look at him.
Give him a look.
Come on, got it.
Yeah, do that laugh too. Do that. You'll get it.
Oh,
I'm going to give you whatever the fuck you want. Give that shit to me.
You a postman rocket?
I didn't know my booty was up there.
Yo, booty what?
Nothing.
Okay, but make sure you get the
booty?
Right target audience. Make sure the guy that you do it to is not taller than you. Make sure he's kind of chubby and make sure he's wearing glasses. And you got it.
Okay.
You ask somebody, they're going to yell. You say, excuse me, I'm here, you got this?
Wow.
Or tell Habib, yo, he got this for me. And that's it.
Shit.
And he'll look at you in the eyes and shake his head, it's all right, man. And that's it.
Habib, he's going to buy this for me, thank you.
And you offer that guy protection until he gets off the block. And you could. Like, I got you till you get off this block.
I'm just trying to get this cigar. Forget all that.
Well, get a. You know what works also?
They're trying to help you out.
Get a
that's not helping.
Did you get a brown paper bag?
I guess that's a New York. You said a brown paper. You can ask for some bamboo paper and break that shit up.
I was so desperate, I used a brown paper bag. You may have to throw for the next 2 weeks. But
I probably will. What if I go ahead and just use a Bible scripture?
Ooh.
You know what? Now,
actually, doesn't Snoop Dogg have a book that's made out of the paper like that? So you can rip it up? No, he really do. I'm being dead ass serious, Brick. He really do got a book that's shaped like that where he can do it.
But I don't have it, so I might as well go ahead and use one of the Bible
scriptures. He's going to use a Bible scripture?
Listen, if you want to burn up while you're smoking, fine. You know, just make sure that you're the only one in the house. Because as soon as you put the fire next to that Bible script, I know a bolt of lightning, and I'm going to turn. As a matter of fact, let me turn the TV to CNN now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
let me
turn my TV on to CNN now. Turn my TV on to CNN now. Brick, say your goodbyes because this may be the last time we talk to Sean repping BBW. All right.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
he talks
about
you.
Yeah. You know, it was a pleasure knowing you. You know,
it was a freak
accident.
Peace.
Right.
Yeah,
rest in pieces, all that.
Exactly.
Because
by the time you get through,
I need you to get to Michael, give him a pound, and be like, yeah, look, Crush Heart is thinking about you. You know, just get up there and do that. That's all I need to do. That's the only thing I have.
No, I'm just ripping the page out
of
Revelation. We don't really need that.
You going to rip it out of Revelation?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really need that.
Oh, Lord. Right.
Go ahead, sir.
Right. You need it all.
Lord have mercy. I tell you this, when you lay in the bed looking like Daffy Duck with his beak shot off, about you. I'm be like, dog, I
was
going to
happen.
If only you would just ask that guy for that blunt. If
like
I just
told
asked him.
Well, I guess
I don't feel like that.
I mean, you got
gonna,
it.
All I know is that tomorrow I'm going to have to take 5 minutes for a moment of silence.
Exactly.
Gonna give a moment of silence to my good friend out of Atlanta, Georgia. He has some sexy lips, but they're all ash now. Well, y'all didn't hear me say ashy. I didn't say ashy. I said ash.
Hey,
ash.
I heard. Yeah.
He put it to his lips and went to draw in and bang.
Talking about some TNT. Was that dynamite? No, that was a Bible.
he couldn't get a cigar. He didn't want to use a brown paper bag. He pulled out Revelation. God said, okay, I'm going to show you.
Mm-hmm. Well, just want to give
Sean
a moment.
Puffing on the
well,
end.
There's a brother Sean repping BBW. Well.
He was a repping and he rapped and he did it and he just...
Well.
He said, puff, puff, and nobody said, no passing.
Well.
Puff, 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 but no pass, pass.
Puff, puff, no,
no
pass.
Pass.
Well.
He just said, see how far he was going to get to go. He blew up.
Well. Reverend, he's repping for the devil.
Revelation 22 and 1, you thinking that? Pick Revelation 22 and 1 and puff on that, see what happens.
He's with that fire.
Lord have mercy.
He's repping that fire right now. It's hot and burning where he at. It's real.
It's
all right.
They say gnashing and gritting pain and gnashing of teeth in hell. Pick that part because you just want to burn the Bible. Smoke that and see what happens.
Okay, so which part?
Okay. So which part?
Yeah.
You know what? You need to just quit. I say this.
Okay.
Wrap it up in some tissue.
Okay.
What about the part where it got all
the definition and the scriptures and shit?
What about the part? It's the Bible. Hell no.
he wants the page that said this Bible belongs to, and you got to sign your name in it. Not even that part. You can't even use that part neither.
You can't
this
even
Bible belongs to, and it got that line underneath it so you can sign your name. Not
you
even that part. Not even the blank white part.
Get some coupons.
That separates it. Right, go get some coupons. Go get the circular, nigga. Go get the circular. We try to save your life. We try to save your life. This sounds like a show for, like, this is black folks. This is why black folks cannot progress. We're teaching this man. You know, it's people like you that makes this show possible, Sean. Repping BBW.
Yes.
People like you that make this show possible.
That's
this man
up.
Wants to really take the last page of the Bible.
Thank you.
It's because it says the end don't mean you can burn it. It's because it says the end don't mean you can burn it.
No. You ever realize you want to know why you can't use it? First of all, it's the Bible. Then that paper's so thin, it's going to flame up. Light fluffle.
You ain't going to have no eyebrows.
No, not your eyebrows.
And your eyelashes are going to be crisp. Your eyelashes are going to be crisp. Smell like some burp.
You're
going
to wake up in a hospital
plastic.
In the burn unit saying, what happened?
You're going to smell like some burnt plastic. Ew,
burnt plastic.
Okay, use the Bible. Don't use the Bible.
Oh, your hair, your nose hairs are going to be all stenched. Look, why am I thinking about that, right?
Okay.
Awesome.
The Bible.
What was it? 1,000 ways to
get
die.
Get the dictionary. Pull a page out of the dictionary.
Right.
Stupid.
You know, burn your education. Look.
burn
your education. Who needs that? Who needs that? You need the Bible, but you don't need to look up no words. Use a dictionary.
Pull out the thesaurus.
Yeah. Yes. You know, who needs
use one of your papers off a CD. One of those bootleg CDs. Use one of those papers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Weed and ink. You know, like, come on, use it. Weed and ink. You know, upgrade, you know. This is, if you start to twitch, just, you know, hold on to something.
You said twitch.
Just start to twitch, just hold on to something.
Yeah.
Okay, on that note, we're closing the hell up out of Brooke's house.
She kept saying that. She ain't do it yet.
Hey.
You get us out.
Bye. Because
all
right. We're about to go down. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Brooke's house.
Good
year,
Brooke. Thank you.
See you tomorrow. What?
I miss you, Lady C. I miss you, Lady C. Lady C, don't be calling nobody.
I blah blah.
Yeah, exactly. That's my number. You're right. That's my number. That's still my number. Yep. Bye, y'all.
5-93-11. I'm gonna call you. John, Sean, don't use the Bible. Don't use the Bible because
no,
you gotta go to hell.
Yeah,
you
know better than the Bible.
Yeah.
Sean, don't play like that.
His
some people believe you.
His grandma, mom gonna walk through and pop him right in the head too.
No,
she heard him saying, somebody say you should not use the Bible, boy. What's your problem?
Right. She heard that. She heard him talking about it. Right. You know she heard him talking about it. She gonna get up and she gonna come pop you in the back of your head. You ain't gonna know why. Why
you do that for?
Cause I heard
you talking about that. You don't use that Bible. You know that's a sin. Don't do that.
And that ain't even your Bible, that's mine.
My grandma gave me that
for real,
Bible.
For real. I'll hang up now. Y'all play too much. I'm really hanging up now. Y'all play too much. Bye.
Right.
All right, y'all.
Good night,
everyone.
Say, Sean.
Don't say Sean. Be there on time
with
Sean.
What's up with that party line? What's up with the party line?
I don't know. I might do it one of these days. I don't know. Nobody ever want to come and talk to me.
I'm saying, they just a bunch of funny daddies.
Right. And when I say let's do it, everybody, I'm sitting here listening to music. That shit is annoying. You interact the code. And it's like,
it's not a party line when you buy yourself.
Watch. That's it. I'm like, anybody, and I'll be typing to anybody coming? Yeah, I'm coming. Nobody ever comes. I be sitting there like, fuck y'all, my phone dying. My ears been ringing all night because that music just been ringing in my ear all night. I pick up, what up, Crush? Like, what are you doing, Crush? Like, you did not call me a million times, sitting up there humming that song. Elevator music. Like, why I got to be listening to elevator music? So I just gave up on it. I thought it'd be fly, but y'all not interested in doing that. Y'all too private. But anyway, bye. For real, this time.
All right.
Bye.
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 See you later. Later, everybody.
Nope.
Good night.
Okay. Bye. Peace.